Armstrong and Edwin Aldrin, better known as Buzz, became the first humans to set foot on the moon on July 20, 1969. But Armstrong was the first to take a step. This was a significant risk, but it paid off. The Apollo 11 mission took 8 days. President John F. Kennedy established a national objective of landing a man on the moon by the end of the 1960s, 8 years before the Apollo 11 mission. In 1972, the final manned mission was Apollo 17. In a meeting with NASA administrators, JFK confessed that he didn't really care about space. He was just interested in winning the Cold War. The US wasn't alone in this mission. The Soviets were also involved, but since the US got there first, they were trying to keep their effort on the low. On July 16, at 9:32 a.m., astronauts Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, and Michael Collins launched Apollo 11 from Kennedy Space Center, with the entire world watching. On July 19, Apollo 11 entered lunar orbit after a journey of 240,000 miles in 76 hours. The lunar model Eagle, manned by Armstrong and Aldrin, detached from the command model at 1:46 p.m. the next day. Collins remained the command model. The Eagle began its approach to the lunar surface 2 hours later, and at 4:17 p.m., it landed on the southwestern border of the sea. Armstrong opened the hatch of the lunar surface at 10:39 p.m., 5 hours sooner than expected. A video camera attached to the craft filmed his progress as he climbed the model's ladder and sent the signal down to Earth, where many some people watched in amazement. As he stepped off the ladder and stepped on the moon's dusty surface at 10:56 p.m., which he afterwards said was somewhat garbled by his microphone and meant to be one small step for a man, one giant leap for mankind. Nineteen minutes later, Aldrin arrived on the moon's surface and the two took pictures of the surface, placed the US flag, made a few scientific tests, and talked with President Richard Nixon. Both astronauts were back in the spacecraft around 1:11 a.m. on July 21st, and the entrance was closed. The two astronauts rested on the moon's surface at that night, and the Eagle began its journey to the command module at 1:54 p.m. Armstrong and Aldrin successfully landed and met with Collins at 5:35 p.m. On July 22nd, Apollo began its return journey at 12:56 a.m. on July 22nd, landing safely to the ground in the Pacific Ocean at 10:50 p.m. on July 24th. This was an important mission that was also successful. Apollo 11 was the first manned mission to land on the moon, and it successfully completed its primary purpose of landing on the moon and safely returning to Earth. It was the first time humans had traveled outside of Earth orbit to visit another planet. These journeys will help NASA's discovery of different planets. The administration announced ambitious plans earlier this year to send humans to the moon by 2024, ahead of the previously announced timeline of 2028, and then to Mars by 2033. This goal is in line with the NASA Transition Authorization Act of 2017, which calls for human trips to Mars by 2033. And was passed by both houses of Congress overwhelmingly before being signed into law by the president. However, in order to return to the moon on such a short timeline, such missions must be planned out and carried out in a way that will enable and feed forward to human journeys to Mars in the 2030s.